This is an expansion club in the NWSL, and we've been around sports a long time, and we know sometimes you hear expansion club, you think, well, okay, you know, you're going to take your lumps for a couple of years before you get everything squared away. Really not been the case at all. San Diego Wave is sitting second, just a point behind top of the table in the NWSL. There's only a couple of regular season matches to go. And oh, by the way, Alex Morgan is scoring boatloads of goals. She's leading the scoring race for NWSL. She's been terrific. And along the way, they set a record, an attendance record at Snapdragon Stadium. You might have heard 32,000 plus people at Snapdragon Stadium this past weekend. It's our first chance to speak with the head coach, the manager, the first-year manager, obviously, since it's an expansion club, Casey Stoney. If you liked accents over the last hour with Sean Kelly here in studio, our friend who's returned from Europe, Casey Stoney, joining us on San Diego Sports 760. Casey, this is Darren Smith. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No, it's a pleasure to be on.
Well, I appreciate it. We know things are busy right now. I don't know what your expectations were when you took this job. We talked a little bit about you, your playing career, a little bit about your coaching career. How has it lived up to whatever expectation you might have had coming here to San Diego with San Diego Wave?
Well, firstly, San Diego is probably one of the most incredible places I've ever been, let alone lived. So it's a privilege to be here and to be part of this football club. Like you said, we're an expansion team, but I think we set out from the off to make sure that we could be competitive. And I came here because I wanted to be competitive and I felt this club could kind of match my ambition. And I think we've, you know, successfully got through the past kind of 8 months in terms of growing and developing as a club and as a team. And yeah, there's still a long way to go. There's still two games in a regular season. And if, you know, if we can get to the playoffs, then there's still chances there. And we have high ambitions here as a team. And we want to try and make sure that we can, you know, bring this club success.
And you just said something so interesting. You said that this is a club, you know, at the offset, when before you even set foot in San Diego, that, you know, it matched your ambition. What did you need to hear? You know, even I realize we're 20 matches into this, Casey, but what did you need to hear from the club? What did you hear that seemingly matched your ambition in terms of you as a player, as a coach?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things was this club was going to invest in its players and its people. It's going to build its own training ground. It's going to have its own training facility dedicated to the women's team only. It wanted to be successful. It wanted to drive for sustained success year after year. And you know, I've never really been part of a club where it's been a women's only team. You know, I was part of many clubs in England where we were driven around the male teams and the boy teams. And unfortunately, we had to play second fiddle and to a lot of things. And here, it's not that. You know, the athletes get what they deserve. They get the support that they need. They get all the resources that they need. And this club wants to drive the women's game forward. So it was a great opportunity for me as a coach to be able to work in a different league, work in a different culture. Obviously, an incredible community in place. But most importantly, that at a club where it was going to, you know, treat its team the way it should be treated, with respect, with resources, and with an infrastructure that could make it successful.
And you know, people will hear the names, right? Some of the brands that you've been associated with in the past as a player, whether it's Chelsea, whether it's Arsenal, whether it's Manchester United. And I've heard you speak to this before, I think, on the Men in Blazers podcast, that you know, you always felt like you were pretty far down, like a rung pretty far down the ladder, not just for the senior club, for the first team, but also for some of the youth teams as well. And to work for San Diego Wave, that's just absolutely not going to be the case. This is all about Wave Football Club, right?
Absolutely. It's all about these players, these athletes, this club. You know, and I'll be really candidly honest, we were at the very bottom of the pile mostly, you know, even with the women's team, the senior teams, you know, you unfortunately didn't make money, so you became bottom of the pile and you had to fight for absolutely everything you've got. That's not the case here. You know, the case here is that we are a women-led club driven by women, and also, you know, we want to be a club that is successful on its own without having to rely on the crest of another major men's club.
Casey Stoney is the manager of San Diego Wave Football Club, joining us on San Diego Sports 760. You know, you guys knew for a couple of weeks that you were going to set this record, right? So it wasn't a surprise in terms of knowing that you had already sold enough tickets. And then the next goal, obviously, was to sell the place out. You guys checked that box as well. Yeah. I just want to know what it was like for you, even with all of that, knowing that this was happening, what it was like for you to walk out onto the pitch on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. I played for a long, long time and never had that moment in club football. You know, as close as I came to it was in the Olympics when we played at Wembley and we had thousands there. But to be able to do that, and, you know, we're only 8 months into our existence as a team and obviously a year in as a club. So the fans, the noise, it was electric. It was obviously my focus was, you know, solely on getting the team a result. And I had to stay focused on that. But when I sat down after the game on Saturday night, I sat down with an immense sense of pride in what this club's been able to achieve in a short space of time and a huge sense of pride in San Diego and the people that are really getting behind this team.
What did you think about? I mean, did you think about yourself as a player? Did you think about, you know, your decision-making, you as a girl? Like, I just wonder, you know, what sort of thoughts go through somebody's mind, especially somebody accomplished like yourself with the national team. Somebody accomplished like yourself through club soccer as well. I mean, like what's what was that? Who did you think about?
Yeah, I think obviously when the game was on, I had no other thoughts other than how I needed to address the game, tactically change the game, and help the players. Obviously, before the game, I knew that we were sold out, and I knew it would be a magnificent occasion. I wanted the players to not play the occasion, but enjoy the occasion and make sure that, because I thought that crowd could carry us over the line, and they did. And the two big moments in the game, when we scored the goal and when Caleb Sheridan saved the penalty, they were absolutely electric inside that stadium. And they were moments that really made me smile inside and out, because it's been a long journey for me to even get to this point, personally and professionally. So to have moments like that, all of the hard work and all of the sacrifices and choices that you've made throughout your life, they make it worthwhile when you have moments like that, because they're memories that will stay with you forever, you know, and it was a privilege to be able to be a part of that moment for this club. And obviously, most importantly, we won, you know, and that was the main focus for me.
Casey Stoney joining us on San Diego Sports 760. You're not that far removed from the game, right? You retire in 2018 and, you know, here you are part of a record-setting club in San Diego. In what ways, you know, does that help? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there are even some former teammates currently part of Wave, some former teammates that we see still playing professionally. Being that closely removed from it, you know, what is that like just for you, this whole experience of it all?
Yeah, obviously I only retired 4 years ago, which is, you know, quite short. Obviously I managed Manchester United for 3 years post that, and obviously been here a year now. So I think being so, obviously there are players here that I played with internationally, and I recognise that they would be a huge add to our roster and our locker room. But having been that close, I've known the challenges, I know the ups, the downs, I know the pitfalls, I know hopefully how to treat the players, how to value them. What I experienced as a player that was good, I wanted to try and harness, and what I experienced as a player that was bad, I wanted to make sure I didn't do. Do I always get it right? Absolutely not. I make mistakes every day, but, you know, I'm big on humility and accountability, and I kind of try to lead and role model that and try and give the players what they need. I feel fortunate that I've experienced what I've experienced, and I'm able to share some of those experiences with the players, and also help use that experience to help guide me in a management role to make effective decisions and make sure the players get what they need to be able to perform.
I was joking during the week, kind of joking, you know, because we know Alex Morgan has been such a, you know, a money player, such a big game player, you know, that it wouldn't surprise me. Bright lights there, Snapdragon Stadium debut, you know, she puts on a show. Obviously, the match, you know, was tight all throughout. Jalen Shaw, that was 17-year-old. Tell us a little bit about a teenager stealing the show there. And no respect, no disrespect to Kalen at all, saving the penalty. But having, you know, Jalen go out there and do the kind of things that she did, just given her age.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think for 17 years of age, she shows maturity way beyond her years. There's no fear there. She just goes out and expresses herself. And I believe in young players. I don't think we have to manage her loads and her minutes and exposure, absolutely. But I would never be fearful to put her out there, because if you're good enough, you're old enough. And she's got great role models around her. And Alex Morgan is definitely leading the way in that and showing the way, and obviously scoring lots of goals for us. I hope she continues to score. But, you know, Jaden obviously got herself in a really good area and finished her chance really well and obviously won us the game. So it's great for her to get 3-3 starts. And, you know, hopefully she can carry on in that form.
Well, two to go. What's it like? I know last night was a big night for the league as well. Two to go, one away. You guys are on your way to Orlando, I know, here momentarily. So we'll end on this note. And then coming back home September 30th, playing the final regular season game at home at Snapdragon Stadium. Hopefully another great crowd here in San Diego. What's it like just where you are, how much time you're spending watching the other clubs and seeing how this is all going to unfold?
Yeah, obviously, heavy night of watching games last night. And obviously, we go to Orlando tomorrow to travel. It's a long travel for us, but it's a game that we know that we're capable of winning if we're on form, if we have our execute our game plan. We've got a very good good squad going there, and you know, we're very going full of confidence. So if we can get 3 points there, we know it really helps us in terms of playoffs. And then obviously we want to finish the season on a high. So, you know, we're going for as many points as we can possibly get.
And we appreciate it. We know time is tight. We thank you very much, Casey Stoney. Pleasure. Thank you so much. Congratulations on everything. And we really look forward to watching everything else that's still yet to come here for San Diego Wave Football Club. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Casey Stoney. There you go. Stopping by for people, like we said a little bit earlier. If you couldn't get enough of Sean Kelly back in hour number two, then we mixed it up a little bit. Now, can you tell differences here? You know, like, are you guys from different parts of the country?
In the accents?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
you can.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost picked up on it, but then I realized I wasn't on mic, so I would have just said it into thin air.
What would you have said? Like what?
In certain mannerisms, it's just the same as you would, you know,
right.
Like if you hear somebody from Boston or New York,
or in the South,
same,
right?
Yeah, yeah, it's the same in England. But the weird thing is in the UK is the geographic distance, you know, 20 miles apart. Say for instance, like Liverpool and Manchester, we would never confuse those two people, but it's only a half hour drive between those two cities.
Hmm.
Do you think you could guess where she's from based on her accent?
I wish I'd paid more attention. I was looking at all the texts that have been coming in.
You're sitting 5 feet away from me. You
told
like,
me
oh,
to
I'm
look at the text. I was doing that. I was like, okay, all these texts.
Do you want to take a guess?
Well, there was a bit there that sounded a little bit like East End of London, but I don't know. Why? What was the correct answer?
I don't know where Basildon is.
Basildon? Yeah. It's the burbs. It's a greater London area. Yeah.
Is it east?
Basildon's in Essex, I think, so it'd be east. Yeah, east
you were,
end.
So you were right.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him. Guys, he's a linguist expert, too, not just a math expert. Pretty exciting. Were you sad to miss that? That was
I
a big
was,
night for
yeah,
soccer.
I mean,
32,000 there, 5,000 at Torero Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually supposed to be at the game, but, you know.
You chose to stay.
I thought, well, at a state funeral, I can't leave. yeah, so I wanted to be at that game. I watched the next day. It was fantastic. It was a fantastic weekend overall for soccer in this city because the Wave sold out, Loyal sold out at Torero as well. The fact that that could all happen, and I think you said Bad Bunny was playing at Petco Park at the same time. Yeah, all of that happened because we were convinced, like, they're all going to take, you know, fans are going to be left thinking, well, which one do I go to? And somebody's going to lose out. And in the end, they all sold out.
Everybody sold out.
Yeah, what's not to love? It's fantastic. You know, it's great. And it's also great, of course, that we have a very competitive women's team, a very competitive men's team. You know, it's not like...
Both in second.
Yeah, I mean...
Both going to the playoffs.
And you know,
well, I mean, probably hosting too.
Yeah, and you know the wave, it's their first season. You know, the Loyal in three seasons have become very, very, what's the word? Intertwined with the community. It's not just about the game; it's about what it means to the community. And I love that because it means like there's a purpose to what's going on, not just kicking a ball around. It's about the community element as well. So yeah, I'm very excited to be a soccer fan and indeed a soccer statistician in the San Diego area right now.
It's good work for you. Keeps your time occupied when you're not traveling around the world.
Yeah, as if I don't do enough of facts and figures in sports. Yeah, and then when I'm here, it's like, oh, by the way, yeah.
Going to watch any NFL tonight? You know, Pittsburgh and Cleveland tonight. Speaking of two different accents.
Yeah, I confess, I do not watch the NFL.
You don't?
I do not.
How about baseball?
Baseball I do watch. I used to be a season ticket holder at Petco 10 years ago. Which I think is worth double, really, because they were not very good. And I was a season ticket holder when they were not very good. So it wasn't like I jumped on the bandwagon in the last couple of years. But I do still go to games every now and again. I do try and tune in. I think we have the best broadcast team in baseball. I love the broadcast team that we have for
There they are, Don Orsillo and Mark Graham.
Yeah,
they are. Fans. Don Orsillo lives over. He lives in Coronado.
He lives in Coronado. Yeah, and they are so entertaining. I think you could watch them. You could not. You could be not a remotely a fan of baseball and still listen to them. You know, because they're such great broadcasts and they make it so interesting and entertaining. You know, yeah. There's a lot to be said for that.
We have a lot of postseason coming up around here. You know, between two pro soccer teams, between the baseball team, you know, got a lot going on around here.
Yeah,
it's nice.
We could end up winning the whole lot. Yeah. And then we'll be Sports City USA.
Then all we'll be missing out on is the F1 race.
Yeah.
So have people sent in texts that they want Sean Kelly to read?
Yeah, I was watching Sean's reaction. I set him up so he could see everything. I was watching his react, like his facial expression as he's going through.
Are they playing nice or are they not playing nice?
There's
today?
A decent mixture. Reiterate, text us at 70470 if you want to hear Sean utilize his accent to the best of his ability.
Well, can we do this now? Because Landon's calling in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which ones you want me to read, though, because I'm convinced that some of these look like they have, like, double meanings that maybe I shouldn't read them out on the air in case it means something
Jay
else.
Riff, is there anything he shouldn't read? How about Casey, by the way? What an amazing thing. Like, when you're with Chelsea and Arsenal, you're like, yeah, sorry. Like our under-10s, they take precedent over you. You can't practice.
Yeah.
Or unless you want to go to some public park and go someplace else.
Yeah, and I mean, I know exactly of what she speaks there. And also, the thing is, once people come to San Diego, and I have this with friends who come to visit, they don't necessarily, internationally, San Diego isn't as well known as, you know, LA and so on. Everyone in America knows what San Diego's about, but internationally not so much. So when people come here, it's always like, wow, I didn't realize this was here. This is amazing. And they never want to leave. And so I know she must have come here the first time she saw it, and she's like, oh, bring the contract now.
She had never been here.
Yeah.
She had never been here when she took this job. Like Coke Vegas, we had him on our Always Loyal podcast, Goalkeeper for Loyal.
Yeah.
Never been to San Diego. What'd you know about it? I knew they had a beach.
Yeah.
I knew there was an ocean.
That's it.
You knew there was a lot of sun, and that was good enough for me.
If you're from Europe, that's about as much as you'll get. And then you come here, and you realize, wow, what an amazing city this is. And then people, they want to stay.
And even if you have to travel all over the world, taking 12-hour flights to get in and out of London. And
every time.
You'll do it.
Every time, including this week, I think, why do I live so far away? And then I get here and I'm like, oh yeah, now I remember. That's the reason why it's amazing here.
All right, J-Riff, where we're at?
I think you're good. The first one that somebody sent, you're allowed to say this. Whether or not you, Sean Kelly, want to say this phrase, that's up to you.
They've got numbers on the screen.
Nobody has said anything.
Nobody's cussed. They've all got numbers on them. They've got numbers at the start. You tell me which number you want me to read out.
137966. Start there and work your way up.
966.
And then work your way up.
You really want me to read that one?
So that's up to you. I think it would be funny, but that's up to you.
It says, excuse me while I whip this out. Is this really, are we really using the airwaves correctly at this point? I'm not sure we are.
I'm not turning 50. I'm turning 5 in a couple of weeks.
Surely you're joking, and don't call me Shirley. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood, it says here. It also, there's one here that says, have Sean read stuff in Spanish. It says, me gustan los tacos con salsa y guacamole.
That was good.
Thank you very much.
That was good.
I would like to point out that Spanish is actually a European language. We do get taught that in Europe. it's not new.
No way, really?
What are your thoughts on guacamole?
Guacamole.
Yes, say it.
I'm 50-50. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a guacamole stan. Mm-hmm. I think that's what the kids would say. I'm more of a salsa guy. But, you know, I wouldn't not eat something that had guacamole on it. Now, what else do we have here? Let's see. Darren, no offense, but can Sean read all the text today? I can't get enough of that sweet accent. Yes. Oh, no, we've done that one. Yes, what else do we have? We have...
got to refresh this. We have some new ones coming in.
Oh, do we? Yes. Hello, Governor. Would you like to pop in for a spot of tea? Now, you see, at that point, I have to do an impression of myself doing an impression because that's actually, he's trying to look for a received pronunciation, which I do not have. So I have to do an impression of somebody being very, very proper in English.
Do that one more time.
He said, hello, Governor. Would you like to pop in for a spot of tea? See? Yeah.
What's the Governor thing?
It
sounds better from you. It's like Fitzy with Darlin because he's a Southern accent kind of fellow. But this guy joins us tomorrow. Like, I can't get away with Governor.
Governor is, it comes from sort of Cockney parlance. Governor. Mm. Yeah, you'd say, governor? You wouldn't say it Governor. you'd say, what, governor?
Governor?
How's it going, mate?
It's like only two or three syllables. It's like one less syllable than it should be.
Yeah, because you're very easily, once you read it phonetically, you very easily can go into like the Geico Gecko, you see, 15% or more, you know, and it gets very easy to do the Geico Gecko, see? I'll be here all night.
Top one there.
The top one. Are you sure you want me to read that one?
Well, don't say the word.
Okay. It says, really? Are we going to go Samuel L. Jackson? Are we on the airways? I'm a mushroom cloud laying. I'm the gums of Navarone.
You could say mother effer.
I was worried I wouldn't, so I didn't go there.
You can't control yourself.
Would you like a spot of tea? I'd love to hear Samuel L. Jackson do that bit. There you go. Well, it can be a reciprocal thing. Next week, Samuel L. Jackson will do English accents.
No, I have a feeling I know what number 10 is going for here. He wants Sean to say one word three times over again because he wants to get him in trouble.
Yes. Can't.
He's not going to fall for your silly little trick.
Can't do whatever it is you're asking me. Can't.
And here's a nice one, a 408 number. Sean's a legend, the Walmart story, true inspiration.
Yes, for those who don't know, I worked at Walmart during the lockdown in 2020. Was really worried that there was going to be no Formula One and I was going to lose my job and go bankrupt and everything. Shout out to anybody from Walmart who goes to the Walmart at Lemon Grove. That's my Walmart. I work there. I stack the shelves. I am the king of the international food section, aisles 9 through 12, ladies and gentlemen.
Sean Kelly, the virtual Statman's in studio. Landon Donovan sticking around. I thought you were going to just jump in with the Casey Stoney one. I think she would have welcomed a familiar.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if you wanted me to or not. Fine. I
should have let you know.
Yeah.
Landon's calling in next. So right. You can jump in with Landon.
Can we get Landon to read some of these out?
Well, somebody did say, can you have Landon come and be interviewed in a foreign accent as well?
Right. Yes, we could do that. I will make him a spot of tea.
Okay. I'm a mushroom cloud, mother effer.
Yes.
I'm the guns of Navarone.
Yes. Why don't you start the interview with that and see where we go?
Landon Donovan's next.